Dave, the current fight, which appears to be by the media, between journalism as a whole, the media as a whole, and President Trump, they have tended to make this extraordinarily personal. But I wonder, Dave, as you look at it and as we look at it, does it go deeper than that? I think it does, but you answer the question. I want to hear what you
Well,
say about this.
Sam, if I could, let me back up and just say this. I concur with what Gary said completely, and if I could just offer this one little addition. For us to get back to civility and mutual respect, I think it's going to take a commitment on the part of media to be sure, as well as on the part of presidents down the road, the current president. I'm not suggesting by what I'm about to say the current president doesn't have a commitment to this, but I'm going to say this. On the part of the media especially, it's going to take a commitment to truth rather than the advancement of their own agenda, which typically tends to be a leftist liberal agenda. It's going to take a commitment to country rather than the advancement of themselves. And if that takes place, which is what I believe we had a lot more of from the time period of John F. Kennedy when you played that amazing clip, old for a refreshing time like that again, where the media and the president can laugh together. But I think it's going to take those two things. To answer your question, though, Sam, does it go deeper than just the personality and a fight between journalists and the president? I think it does. I think what's going on, Sam, is this, and it goes to the heart of what I just said. The media's commitment is to a worldview that is antithetical to the worldview that Donald Trump is espousing. And while they go after him personally, while it's become very, very personality oriented and directed, I think the thing they're scared to death of is the worldview that he represents. Again, what we appreciate about the president, Sam, is not so much trying to promote him as an unflawed individual, because there are no unflawed people, but the worldview he is espousing, the worldview that he is supporting to a large degree, is that which is in line with what the scriptures teach from a philosophical standpoint. It is that is the basis of the battle going on. So yes, it's much deeper, Sam, than personality.
So, Dave, you're going to the standpoint that there is an ideological basis underneath that is much broader. It is a worldview that comes into perspective. And of course, we talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, on this program a lot, because worldview does make a difference. And there's a huge difference between biblical worldview and others.